For the first time in 3 years, Las Vegas' first Friday art festival will be dark in July. Organizers say the one-month hiatus is simply a pause to incorporate some changes to the popular festival, retooling that will include a larger footprint that will continue to encompass the Arts District, but will now extend to Symphony Park and Fremont East as well. Other tweaks include making the festival more environmentally friendly and a decision to go flyer-free. Joining us to discuss the changes is First Friday's managing partner, Joey Vanas. Joey, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So why will the Arts Festival go dark? Why not just carry on as usual and come back with the changes in August?
Well, it's a multitude of reasons, really, precipitated with the fact that it's on the 4th of July. And every event I've ever done on the 4th of July has been quite unsuccessful. People tend to barbecue.
You're competing a lot.
Yeah, people tend to barbecue and drink beer and hang out at the pool and do those sorts of things all day and then maybe make it to some fireworks somewhere. So we didn't feel it was going to be a great attendance, for one. We really need some time internally to work on the company and some our website and a whole bunch of other internal things that we just never get a chance to do because we're always chasing our tail getting ready for the next month.
So in getting ready for the next month, how big an expansion is this, in fact?
Well, you know, it's not going to be – I don't think it's going to be a drastic expansion. We're just – we have already been doing things in other parts of downtown, and we're just going to continue to do that and maybe dial that up a little bit. So things like the event we did with Keep Memory Alive and Southern Wine and Spirits, you know, who are great partners for us. We had that event at the Lou Ruvo Center, and – the month before, we had a Sheryl Crow concert that took place at the Container Park. All these things, all these places around downtown really are part of First Friday. You know, it's a downtown-wide celebration of the arts. It's not just what happens in the Arts District, although that is the hub for it.
Fremont East is pretty busy on its own. What kind of a presence do you intend to have on Fremont East come August?
Yeah, you know, it is busy already. It's busy later in the evening. That's always kind of been the natural migration as people go to the Arts District earlier in the evening and then make their way down to the bars and restaurants later in the evening. We're going to try and program a few things, you know, earlier in the night. We liked what happened at the Container Park with the Sheryl Crow concert. I don't anticipate a lot of names, you know, of that caliber, but more focused on the local musicians and programming things on that stage. And then within the venues as well. You know, a lot of the venues all over downtown do participate in First Friday, but we want to see more, kind of more collaboration with everybody working together to help cross-promote and cross-market and really program things that are slightly more interesting, you know, slightly different from what you might see on other days of the month.
Prior to Friday's announcement about changes to the festival, there were some concerns that the event was leaving the Arts District entirely. Are there any plans in place to leave the Arts District?
No. Now we've heard that a couple of times. I just kind of chuckle when I hear it. Because the, you know, First Friday started there. It's an arts event at its core. It has a whole lot of other facets as well. But no, I don't think I chuckle because I don't think you really could move it if we wanted to, but there's no desire to anyways. So,
but on the other hand, the expansion into Fremont East kind of suggests a greater commitment to the street party side of First Friday. I mean, is that what's part of what's intended here?
No, I wouldn't say it suggests more focus on that. I mean, I think, you know, First Friday is what it is. It depends on who you ask, right? If you ask 10 different people, they'll probably give you 11 different answers on what they think First Friday is. So, you know, a lot of people tell us, and I also get a kick out of this when they say, oh, I had a great time at First Friday last month. It was so awesome. You guys are doing a good job. And I say, oh, that's cool. Thank you. You know, what did you enjoy or what did you not enjoy? So, you know, we're always trying to improve. So, oh, well, what did you do? Well, I went down to park and, you know, had some dinner and then I checked out that Container Park thing, and then I went to Commonwealth and had some drinks, and everything they're naming is on Fremont East,
it's
right?
On Fremont East.
And I said, and that's their entire experience. That was First Friday to them, you know, and we hope that that's not the case. We want to see people move around all over the place. We want to have more of an arts-focused experience in the Arts District, more of a music experience on one of the music stages, more of a culinary experience in any of the restaurants, whether they're in the Arts District or down in the Fremont area.
So what will the experience be like for people walking around downtown? Streets cordoned off, things like that?
No, you know, we're actually trying to move more away from closing streets and heavy lift production. So those are the things that take the most time, energy, and resources, mm-hmm. right? And there are already a lot of great venues and a lot of great experiences and things happening that we don't actually produce, and we need more of that to happen. That's part of the reason of taking July off also, at least for us. You know, will it be quote unquote dark there? No, absolutely not. People are still going to show up. The galleries are still going to be doing, you know, things that they normally do. We're just not pulling a permit and we're not shutting down the streets.
Will the Fremont Street side of the festival come August have a different feel than what festival goers are used to, or is it going to be more of the same just on a different street?
So I don't think it'll feel much different. No, I think the things that we're talking about doing, that we as the organization are talking about doing, are more on the music side and on the culinary side.
Now, you had also announced that First Friday was going to become a greener event. Tell us a little bit about that, efforts that are in place to make it a little more environmentally friendly.
We're always trying to do that. You know, we have a section of the event called Green Street, and it's all eco-friendly products and recycle artists and electric vehicles and, you know, all these sorts of things that really highlight and focus on the eco-friendly component. And we're trying to grow that not just on one street, but to encompass the entire event and set some standards for outdoor events. There are a lot of outdoor events that happen all over the world, and a lot of the normal practices really aren't all that environmentally friendly. So the biggest change for us when we come back in August is we're replacing all of the water barrels. So all of the canvas tents that you see everywhere you go are usually weighed down with these giant 50-gallon drums of water. In a place like Las Vegas, that's really not a great idea. And we're going to replace all of those barrels with concrete blocks. And it's a lot of extra labor and effort, but it'll save, I think we've calculated, about 84,000 gallons of water a year that'll save just on our one event. So we're hoping that more people start to adopt some of these principles.
Now, you've also said the event is going to become flyer free. That's going to be a pretty tough one to enforce.
You know, we have been flyer free. It's not becoming flyer free. So since the day we kind of got involved several years ago, we've said it's flyer free and we've tried to enforce it, but like you said, it's nearly been impossible. But we're finally seeing light at the end of that tunnel. We've been winning that battle. The last event, we had almost no flyers on the street at the end of the night. So it is working, slowly but surely.
Yeah. You've got a couple of years of this under your belt at this point. What have you learned? What will be different going forward when things pick up again in August?
You know, that's a great question. I'd say we've learned a lot about a lot would be the short answer there. But most key learnings, I think, and how that kind of plays into the way we're thinking about the future are, again, like I mentioned before, the fact that all of the heavy lift production, you know, the street closures, the build things from scratch, create an experience, you know, entirely out of something that wasn't there the day before and won't be there 2 days later. That creates a special feeling for people, and people enjoy that, and we don't want to downplay that too much. But it also is what makes an event like this challenging to continue to produce, because it's not really a sustainable model.
Yeah, it has been thought of largely as an event designed to appeal to locals, just for this community. Does it now become an event that also appeals strongly to tourists as well?
Well, we're getting more and more tourists, you know, every month. It's slow, and I think it's a good thing. You know, this event really is designed for the people that live here.
But does moving to Fremont East or incorporating Fremont East ratchet that up a little bit more for tourists?
I don't think so.
Joy Vannis is one of the managing partners of First Friday Las Vegas, which is taking the month of July off before coming back in August. Joy Vannis, thank you very much for joining us.
All right, thank you.